Thanks. Against this backdrop, there was a shakeup today at the White House among the president's national security advisors. Steve Bannon, his political guru, was taken off the National Security Council. His place there had been controversial, and Chip Reed is following that.
Just 8 days after his inauguration, President Trump named chief political strategist Steve Bannon as a member of the Principals Committee of the National Security Council. Bannon served in the Navy but has little foreign policy experience. His previous job was head of Breitbart News, an ultra-conservative and highly controversial website. Putting him on the NSC stunned many foreign policy experts, including Michael Morell, former acting CIA director and CBS News senior security contributor.
And having somebody like Bannon in the room brings politics into a room where there should be no politics.
Also alarming critics was the apparent downgrading of chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, four-star general Joseph Dunford, who was removed from the Principals Committee along with the director of National Intelligence. Today, the president reversed those decisions in addition to removing Bannon from the NSC. The moves appear to be a victory for the National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, who replaced Michael Flynn after he was fired for misleading the vice president about his conversations with the Russian ambassador. The White House today downplayed the changes, calling them a realignment and streamlining of a massive bureaucratic organization that they claim was created under the Obama administration. The White House says Bannon was placed on the NSC as a check on Flynn. Now that he's gone, they say, and now that McMaster has made clear he shares Bannon's vision, there's no need for Bannon to stay on.